Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as Mary and I reconnect with you from our New York area studio, we're rolling into the B Block, and today, well, that's the Chief Travel Leader conversation. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Gary.
Helping millions of travelers prepare for the unexpected, including so many in this audience across the country, they provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, whether it's international or domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/Carry.
You know, packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it equates to successful travel, folks. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can create issues for you. They also offer wedding bundles, pre-existing medical coverage, pet bundles, rental vehicle damage coverage. Go get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carry before you travel, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation, we're about to focus on a successful 43-year-old travel hospitality company that employs around 10,000 people. It's the largest privately held corporation in Central Florida, where they're based, and they have operations in many states nationwide. We're talking about Westgate Resorts. Their Chief Business and Strategy Officer is Jared Saft, and he joins us now on the show hotline.
Jared, welcome to America's number one travel radio show. Nice having you here for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time. So listen, there are many names in travel that carry extra meaning, but Westgate Resorts founder David Siegel is certainly one of them for sure. David was a true original and industry visionary on many levels. His fingerprints are all over Westgate Resorts and your operations. Sadly, he passed back in April. You know, I know you've been with the company nearly 20 years now, Jared, so I want to start this off with you talking about your own interactions with David and the legacy that he's left for you and the Westgate Resorts team to carry forward.
Well, it's really hard to replace or consider how you would even think to replace someone like a David Siegel, and this industry is littered with visionaries and entrepreneurs like him. The reason I joined Westgate was David Siegel. The reason I stayed at Westgate for almost 20 years was David Siegel, and the reason I'll continue to stay is because I feel blessed that I had nearly two decades of time learning from him, and I think I know the roadmap he wants us to take for the next 20, and that's my job to execute on.
You know, Jared, I mentioned in your setup that Westgate Resorts is the largest privately held corporation in Central Florida, where the company has certainly made an impact for itself, and it's where you're based. And at its core, it's always been a family-owned operation. We realize with his passing that there's been some changes and all of that, but as you just said, his expectation would be a future growth roadmap. So what can we expect in the travel world from Westgate, whether it's new resorts, you're well-known for large amounts of restaurants at your properties and partnerships coming?
Well, about a month before David passed, we announced the largest geographic and the first international expansion in our company's history. And I was sitting in his house as we met with him the last couple of years. We'd have our meetings in his house. And I said, David, it's very exciting. Thursday, big day in the company. We're adding 40-plus locations, Canada and Mexico. And he said, that's great. What are you doing next week? Right? And so he was that way until the end. And I guess what I would say is we have our roadmap. We know what we want to do. He has spent a lot of time with his children, educating them on both the business as well as his vision for where hospitality and hotels and experiences and timeshare will go. And we have a really solid roadmap for what we want to execute on, and I feel blessed to do it now with the next generation of Siegel.
Well, I love that. The entrepreneur in me loves hearing that for sure. So I want to go in this direction with you, because several years ago I spent time with Mark Waltrip, your former chief operating officer, who's now retired. We were out at your Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino property. Some folks listening, they may remember that was the old Las Vegas Hilton there on Paradise Road. Certainly Elvis knew it well, right? But Mark and I were just communicating, as a matter of fact, back in April. Mary and I, we were down in Florida for the big Let's Go America tour Orlando surrounding the opening of Universal's Epic Universe with the show. You know, and as Mark and I, we walked through the sports book and other areas of that Vegas property, I recall him talking to me about the commitment that Westgate Resorts has to our military, our armed forces. So the U.S. Army just celebrated the 250th anniversary. The Navy's 250 is coming in October. The Marines' 250 is happening in November. Can you talk about ways Westgate Resorts supports our armed forces?
Oh, absolutely. Mark obviously was a veteran, and David Siegel was a veteran, and so many people at our company are veterans. We have great recruitment programs where we try to bring veterans and former military members to be part of our team. The highlight of the year, the primary focus of our Westgate Foundation, is actually our Westgate Military Weekend, where we invite 1,000 military families to come to Westgate Town Center, which is in Kissimmee, Florida, for a completely free weekend. Food, drinks, entertainment, concerts, room, board, everything is completely on us. We do it solely just to say thank you. Mm-hmm. And it started with David's vision. He believed that military families don't get the opportunity to take vacations the way civilian families do. You might be deployed, you might be on assignment, and so it's just one way that we've tried to give back to the people who have done so much for us and our country.
Yeah, well, it's just one way. You have many others, but it's a big way. I think that's terrific that you guys do that. So,
Mark was very proud of
that. Yeah, he was. So, Jared, last month, Robert and I were down in Virginia for the big Let's Go America Tour Virginia Beach event and live remote broadcast that we did. And we spent a day visiting nearby Williamsburg, and your property there, the Westgate Historic Williamsburg Resort, was hopping. And I mean, it was busy. So just curious. Based on that, how's business overall this summer at your resorts across the country in general? And are there any specific locations where you're really seeing some strong demand currently?
Well, I'm glad to hear it was hopping because that means I get to keep my job another day. So that's positive. I would say across the board, we tend to skew toward drive-to markets. And we've been doing pretty well. Orlando was soft last year, but a lot of that, we believe, had to do with people waiting for Epic Universe to open. As soon as that opened, we started to see an influx of both our owners as well as general tourists into the destination. New York City, where we have a hotel, has been the highest ADRs and the highest occupancies since we've owned that property. And our Westgate Las Vegas property, which you mentioned earlier, is having a banner year, and groups are performing solidly. Transient guests are out there having a good time. And so people are just waiting to the last minute, but they still want to travel. And if the pandemic taught us anything, it's that travel is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's part of who we are as creatures, as human beings, and we're just lucky to be in the business of helping people enjoy it.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because, you know, now with the Big Beautiful Bill now passed by Congress and signed by President Trump, we're expecting it to fuel our already improving economy. I mean, it's exciting to see some of the things that are happening out there. That's good for Americans. It's certainly good for travelers. It's good for business owners like Westgate Resorts and others. So I'm curious to hear how you see things, Jared. And, you know, really, I also want to dive into this. How will the new no tax on tips or no tax on overtime provisions benefit your workers and company?
Right. Well, in hospitality, and this is not a Westgate thing, this is generally our industry, we tend to skew toward jobs that rely on tips. And the fact that our team members and industry associates and team members across the board will now have the ability to avoid taxes on that, we think is huge. And it's just one more way that we can thank and reward them for what is a very difficult job. My wife has a saying, like, if you want to know humanity, go work in a restaurant. Go serve people and be at their beck and call, and you'll find the good people and you'll find the not so good people. And unfortunately, sometimes for people in that space, they deal with it constantly. And so this is just one more way, I think, to reward people. Generally, as business leaders, however, we're looking for certainty. And there was nothing less certain than what tax policy was going to be at the end of the year. And so the ability to now plan beyond what's going to happen at the end of 2025, look, there's always going to be macro things going on. There's always going to be conflict zones in the world. But we need tax policy. We need depreciation policies. We need accounting policies.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And we have that clarity.
That fuels
now.
Us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, we have certainty and clarity for the next, X number of years. And that feels really, really good. And so now we can sit down for the summer and really plan what our next steps are.
Well, I agree. And that's why I think as we move into 2026, we're in good shape. Really quick, we've got about 30 seconds on this. So I mentioned earlier about David's fingerprints all over the company. What's something you've brought to the company in your nearly 20 years with it?
Yeah, one of the things that I've focused on with David in the last, I would say, 7 or 8 years with diversifying the businesses that we invest in, diversifying the company generally, diversifying our partnerships, our amenities and experiences, you know, between owning a casino, which is fairly unusual for a timeshare company, to building water parks and restaurants and all these sorts of things.
Well,
that's been a passion.
Jared, listen, that's a good thing, and that helps when one business is down, the other's usually up. So, listen, thank you very much for being part of our national broadcast today. We'll have to do this again in the future at some point. Our best to you and the Westgate Resorts team, and I hope you have a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Well, thank you.
Jared, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, Jared.
You too.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, Mary. Well, good conversation with Jared. They got a lot going on there.
They certainly do.
What a visionary. Yeah. Folks, as we head into our first sponsor break of the day, I'm going to share that the Destination Spotlight is ahead this hour, as is RJ with the latest open road. The Personal Connection, Wright Stuffy Museum Gallery are also coming your way. We're going to get to it and a lot more after this bottom of the hour break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.